Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. We have such an amazing guest with us today, Vicky Renz. Vicky started Oh My Mama Body in 2019 with the intention to support women to understand their bodies. Everything Vicky does is based on her own experiences of recurrent miscarriage, unexplained infertility, and healing. Thanks to the online educational community, Vicky was able to learn the technical skills to create her website, YouTube channel, courses, and marketing skills to create her emails and help women find much needed guidance. Vicky reaches hundreds of thousands of women daily with her relatable and supportive content on social media. She absolutely loves supporting women in her womb tribe and one-to-one. It's such a joy for her to witness so many beautiful transformations as ladies discover womb healing for themselves. When she is not working with the energies, Vicky enjoys traveling and an adventure from camping in the French Alps to diving in the South Pacific. Above all, Vicky loves spending time with her family, supporting and motivating her sons with their hobbies and passions. Thank you so much for being here today, Vicky. It is such a pleasure to have you, and I would love for you to just dive into your journey, how you got here today, and then we can go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, sure. All right. Thank you so much. My journey started off with energy healing when I was in my mid-20s, and it was through a girl I heard having a conversation in my office, and I was listening to this conversation thinking, that sounds like things that I know, and I never really understood what was going on in the energy healing world. It's always been with me from a small child onwards. And then I had a conversation with her and took my first steps into training to become an energy healer, healing with the hands, and had many great experiences whilst I was living in London, working at a drop-in center, helping people with the channeling of their energy flows in their bodies. And that's how I started off with energy healing. And turning into the fertility side of things, that was all based on my own journey. So when I got to my 30s, and that was the time that I wanted to start thinking about having babies, and things didn't go as smoothly as I thought they were going to go. And I think we all, anyone who's been through that, it just comes as a real shock and surprise, because you kind of go through your life with this plan and it's going to be like this, this, and this. And then all of a sudden, it's not worked out. And you know, I went through the struggle and the pain of miscarriages. You know, miscarriages are really traumatic, and going through, you know, observing what your body's doing, not understanding what's going on in your body, feeling isolated from the world, and just so many different thoughts going through your head, and kind of having to bear all to the doctors all the times that you go into the hospital. Yeah, it was a very hard place to be. And whilst I was going through all of this, after three miscarriages, I was in Germany whilst I was going through this, after three miscarriages, you're then kind of recognized as someone that has recurrent miscarriage, and then you're allowed to go to a fertility center, like with the health system that we've got here. So the health system here, they got really good fertility clinic in Heidelberg. I went through all these rigorous checks. Everything checked, you know, inside and out, took lots of blood and everything, and the outcome was unexplained infertility. And it was really, that was the trigger for me to go back into my healing work, my energy healing work, to help understand what was blocking me then on an energy level, because unexplained infertility on a medical side meant for me it's got to be something else that's blocking me. And that is the story that got me then into connecting in with my womb and starting to understand my inner energy flow on the next level, and to really start clearing out and healing what was blocking me inside of my womb space. You know, I started healing in my mid-20s. I didn't expect to have blockages when I got into my 30s. But healing is an ever continuous journey. And now it's my absolute passion to help hundreds of thousands of women, as many women as I can reach, to understand that there is this energetic side to fertility as well as the medical side, and really teaching them the steps to heal their own wombs themselves.
Yeah. And I so appreciate you sharing that, because like we were talking before, it's not something that's talked about enough. It's starting to become more open in the conversations, and people are realizing that they're not alone in that journey. And I love what you've created and the community that you've created to help hundreds and thousands of individuals with womb healing. And what is womb healing? So people, maybe it's the first time they're hearing it. It was the first time I heard it before we connected. So I'd love to know what exactly that looks or sounds like, looks like as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Let me explain it first from like the scientific side of things. I know womb healing sounds often like woo woo. What is that? It's, you know, all of the organs in our bodies hold cellular memory. So every single cell in our body holds a level of memory, right? And our womb is our feminine core, our feminine center. I love to refer to our womb as our second heart. You know, when you put your hands on your heart and feel into your heart, you can feel so much, you know, lots of emotions and feelings come from our heart, but also from our womb. And so our womb is, you know, it's where we share sexual partners as well. It's a lot to do with our upbringing and how we felt with our own mother, how we felt inside our mother's womb. So in terms of cellular memory, there's a lot that can get trapped and held onto in our womb without us even realizing until we do start connecting in. Mm-hmm. And so the womb healing takes you into that connection in with your womb, to really being able to feel and communicate with the energies that you're holding onto within your womb space. You know, and everyone can do it. I mean, you can feel what's in your heart. You can really feel the emotions and what's going on in your heart. You know, everyone knows that feeling, right? And it's just taking it at that deeper level to connecting in with the womb, and then really discovering what's being held onto in there that you can then take the steps to heal and release and really lighten up your womb space.
Mm. Wow. Well, I appreciate you sharing that too, and just kind of breaking that down of how it all functions with our heart. And I love that our second heart is our womb as well, because brain and your gut are connected, but your heart and your womb are connected too. And I think that's just an understanding of how powerful both those entities are and how they do connect and correlate. And I'm just so curious, because you've been helping so many individuals with womb healing and all the techniques that you've accumulated over time. But what inspired you to start Oh Mama Body and become a women's health advocate?
Yeah. Oh My Mama Body was something that was based on, born out of my pregnancy experiences. So because I had several miscarriages under 12 weeks, I really was in tune with my body. You know, I felt I was pregnant before any test could show me a positive pregnancy result. Mm. Felt all these changes going on, felt implantation. I knew it was implantation. And I started writing down things that were going on in my body, because there were also some quite scary things that were happening as well. Mm-hmm. Like burning patches on my scalp sometimes. Mm-hmm. And a certain week of pregnancy, I would get a numb face. Mm-hmm. And at first I was worried with the first one or two pregnancies. And then when it got to the third pregnancy, I thought, hang on, I felt all this before, and it must be related to pregnancy hormones somehow. And I started researching what was going on, what the linkage was, you know, with the numb face and pregnancy hormones. With it's actually the hair follicles on your head that go crazy and could cause burning sensations and numb sensations on your scalp as well. And putting all this together, I actually had 50 different things that had happened like in my body, and I just really wanted to help ladies to understand their bodies and not go down that rabbit hole of, you know, finding those scary answers. Because when you start looking things up on the internet, like why is my scalp burning, you end up with some really horrible answers that you don't really need to be hearing when you're pregnant at all. So it was building a website around that to help ladies really understand that they could search their symptoms and find the actual good scientific-based explanation around it, and then give them some tips how they can then soothe and relieve their symptoms, which then also progressed into me creating YouTube videos about it as well. So the YouTube channel is now very popular about ladies, for ladies who are trying to conceive and trying to understand their bodies as well.
Yeah, no, and I love that you've created a resource for women and being able to really understand. Sometimes there's a lot of frustration, and just from stories I've heard from other women that have experienced that, and I'm sure the challenges that come with that, but how did you overcome the challenges of a recurrent miscarriage and unexplained infertility to create a successful business in women's health?
So it did take me a while. So going through all those pregnancies and losses between 2010 to 2015, I was writing down all of these symptoms, and there was quite often a voice inside my head saying, you know, there's other people talking about it online. Don't bother, you know, this critical inner voice always saying, there's no point. And I thought, I need to get this out there. And I got back to it again, and I thought, how am I going to do this? I need to start learning how to create a website. I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. And then after a couple of attempts and almost throwing my laptop out the window, it's hard if you don't know what you're doing. I almost gave up with it again. And it was actually a really good friend of ours. He passed away when he was 40. And it was that really pushed me into getting this out there, because I thought, what if that was me? And I hadn't created this thing that I really wanted to help women with. I would really regret that. And that's gave me that motivation to sit down, start learning the skills. I've learned the skills through an online education platform, a really amazing place, who basically took me through the steps with, you know, learning videos and a great community of people helping each other as well, to learn how to create the website, learn how to email people, create my guides and make those available to people, not feel scared to talk on YouTube, and how to format all my videos. You know, there's so much to it. And I'm really, really glad now that I did take the time to sit down and learn all the skills, because it's really helping me now with the book that I'm creating, which we'll talk about later, and creating all the web pages around that as well. So, I mean, being an entrepreneur, it's really important, I think, to have that support and amazing community of others around you as well.
Absolutely. I think that's primary, of just having that support of individuals that are there to be your cheerleaders in the corner of you, and understanding too, it can be really challenging, and just having to overcome building a website, understanding all the technology pieces to bring things together. And I would love to know a little bit more on your online educational company. Can you tell us more about that and how you've created your website, your YouTube channel? I know you kind of just touched on it, but if you could go further into those and marketing strategies to create the business you have.
Yeah, sure. I actually discovered it when I was on my way to work one day. I was just lacking the motivation to go to my full-time normal project management job. I really wanted to create a home, my mama body, and help all these women. I thought, how am I going to do it? And it was an ad that I heard on YouTube. So I was listening to a positive affirmations track on YouTube on the way, and then this advert came on. And it was two dads telling their story about how they'd learned the skills to work online and could leave their day jobs and do what they're truly passionate about. And I thought, that's what I need to do. As soon as I got to work, I sat down and was like, where are those two dads? How can I find them? And like typed a few things in and signed up to just learn the basics from this company. They start off with free videos, and then you can decide if it's something for you or not. Mm-hmm. I decided that's the way I wanted to go. It really was in tune with me. It resonated with me. Mm-hmm. And the first steps were, you know, the building blocks of how to create a website, mm-hmm. how to put a newsletter on there, how to create then in the background somewhere that's going to hold people's emails and how to write the emails and send them out with this newsletter. And then going on to the next steps, okay, when you want to progress further, they've got so many different modules for you to pick and choose from. And also live training. There's so much to it. It's not just sitting down and writing. It's also how you write, how you speak with people, who are you talking to, knowing, okay, who are the ladies that need to hear this and how are they going to then hear the message? Because everything is can get lost on the internet, can't it? Unless you're using things like keywords and tags and all of this. I know. It's so much to learn, it really is. So having that community there, I'm still learning from them now. I joined in 2019 and they're still training because things are changing so fast online now. All the analytics that I need to use for my website, they're getting upgraded again now, and I need to do so much in the background once again, and making sure that my web pages do show up and that I'm using keywords that suit the algorithms on the Google. Oh gosh, I wouldn't have been able to talk about this about 3 years ago and use all these words. It's a total journey of growth. When you're so passionate about getting something out there, you do need that other side as well, that technical skill side. Unless you choose to outsource it and you're in a place that you can outsource everything. I'm not, and I really am very happy that I can do it on my own, even though some days you feel like pulling your hair out.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And I know you've built such a large following on social media by sharing the relatable and supportive content that you have. How do you connect with your audience and provide them the guidance they need in those moments?
Yeah, so my main channel is definitely YouTube. And that's it's also where I started off with my videos, and that's become very popular with ladies just really wanting to know what's going on in their bodies. And my main connection on there is the comments. Ladies will comment. I will take my time when I can. I used to be constantly on it and helping them, but now with so many other things going on, I try to spend about 20 minutes on it every day and answering the questions as best as I can. I also then, on the back of that, have created more videos based on people's questions so that there's more information readily available on there. And also in terms of wound healing, then I've created a free guide for ladies to take away and start practicing wound healing for themselves.
And I appreciate that. And I think also the women that are finding your YouTube channel, finding your social media, being able to connect and ask those questions and those questions getting answered as well. And of course, you have a lot of different things going on, your book being one of those. And I love that you've been working on it. It's about to go live and out there for the world very, very soon when this goes live. But I'm curious if you could tell us a little bit about your book. I know it's called Unblock Your Womb with the 5-Step Techniques. And with your book, what has been that process creating it and where you're at now with it?
My book only really came to me as an idea in March, and now we're in May. So it's been very, very quick to write. What I found was I love working one-to-one with ladies, but I wanted to reach so many more. And I thought, how am I going to do this? And it was from someone else's message that I saw, I can write a book and I can create a book very quickly. So I've structured it in a way that I've just followed some teachings on a way that's very practical, because I'm very straightforward when I talk about healing. I don't like it to be like airy fairy and woo woo and you have to dress like a hippie. That's not my style at all. A lot of energy healing, and then it works. And I also would love to get it into everybody's world, the busy modern woman. And that's who it's aimed at. So it's a very practical 130-page book, which takes you through self-assessment exercises and checklists, so you can figure out really where you are, where your energy imbalances are in your body, or your everyday world. Just going off a slight tangent here. So, we wake up in the morning, we're almost straight away online, we turn our phone on, and then there's music on, you hear the news, and you walk out your front door, and everything's just so, so busy. And we're being very much taken away from our inner flow because we're living in a masculine world and we're coming more out of our feminine natural flow. You know, we live like these in phases. We have the four phases of our menstrual cycle. And, you know, we change with every, we're a bit more flowing, but when we're in that masculine world, we're being kept on the straight line. So we're getting more and more out of balance, which is another factor leading towards fertility problems. So that's a lot of things. So you can really assess yourself, where am I at or what do I need? And I give you then techniques to help you to find your balance, and also straightforward, quick techniques, things that you can do in a couple of minutes or in 5 minutes that are going to already help you getting your communication with your womb, with your inner flow in place, like setting you up well for your day and continuing. And it also contains my 5 steps in more detail when you do have the time, when you have those 20 minutes, 30 minutes that you can really go in and do more discovery and healing work on yourself. So all of that has come together and is very much ready to go within the next few weeks. I'm very, very excited to be sharing it. The reason it's taken a bit longer is because I'm also recording a self-study guided womb healing course. So if ladies decide they do need that extra support, then there's that self-study course available with the book as well. And that's also available on my app. So there's, as you can imagine, there's a lot more going on in the background than just writing the book. That's very exciting. I'm really looking forward to sharing it with the world.
Well, I know it's going to help so many people. And, you know, you said something very important there too, of just the fact that a lot of times you don't know what's going on in the background of whether it's like your energy, how it's out of balance maybe, and how to bring that back in. Because just like what you're saying, some mornings I'm guilty of just looking at my phone real quick. I'm like, where do I have to be? What do I need to do? And I'm a little bit more in the masculine versus the feminine, but understanding too how to balance that out, how to be more flow, and how that can sometimes lead to other issues later on as well. But putting me in a check, I'm like, oh, okay, things to remember, things to do, and start changing. But I think what you were saying, you're doing the self-guided course and other factors are in the background. And I think as an entrepreneur, sometimes a lot of people will see the highlights of entrepreneurship when there's so many other things going on behind the scenes. And what have been some of the obstacles you've had to overcome in building your business, writing the book, recording, doing all these different things? What has that been like for you?
Yeah, focus and really being very clear on what the end goal looks like. Because you get very creative and have lots of ideas, and there's so many things that you want to do and get out there in the world. But you have to break it down to one really small chunks, one step at a time. And for me, I would just love to be able to get everything out there now. So one of the big things for me is to really slow down and take my time to do that and just trust in the bigger picture and everything coming together. Secondly is the tech, is the skills, because like I said, you know, things are evolving so fast now. We've got AI coming out, or AI is there already now. And there's a lot to learn around that and how it affects everything that we do. So again, with me setting up all the web pages in the background, so I'm creating everything that you can buy my book directly from me, from my website, and it will take you through, would you like to buy my course as well? Or, you know, would you like my bonuses, the 3 bonuses? All of this is set up online. Yeah, so that's everything that I've been doing. And really learning how that works as well. And it can get very frustrating. So you have to take a step back, drink a cup of tea, like, okay, I can do this. So keeping yourself going. Don't struggle on your own. I think it would be a block. I mean, it's not a block, but it's having the right people around you. It's so, so important that you have got your accountability groups and do have those cheerleaders around you. I think without that, it would be a very lonely place and very hard to get things done on your own. So that's very important. Yeah. Yeah. That self-belief, basically, you do need to some days you do need that pickup and those people around you. Yeah.
Absolutely. As you're right, it can be a very lonely journey, but when you have those individuals that are cheering you on the days you're like, I don't know if I can do this, or I'm just so frustrated and the challenges that occur. But even with all the things that you are accomplishing right now and have been, what have been some of the tools that have been really beneficial when it comes to building your business, whether it's software, different apps, anything that has been really crucial to building your business?
I feel like the app that I have now is really amazing. That's been crucial to taking, like modernizing what I do. So it's not an app that I've created myself. It's another company. So I send all my content to them and then they put it on the app for me. And I think that's brilliant. And also the app has AI in it. So if somebody's just searching for something, want an answer to the question, they can just type it in and it'll bring it up for them. It's really, really great. And also transcribes everything that I talk about and translates things into different languages as well. So it's a very cool app. I love it.
What's it called?
It's called Retrieve Library. So Retrieve and Retrieve Library. So they help a lot of entrepreneurs to have their, you know, everything on their content put on an app, and a very, very supportive company. Yeah.
Good to know. I didn't hear of that before. Now it's adding to my toolbox. So I appreciate that. Everyone else listening, I'm sure it saves a lot of time and energy. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm just curious, with everything that you have gone through, what has been really pivotal moments in your journey, just with miscarriage and now helping other people? What have you really learned in that journey yourself?
That, you know, from a place of pain, you can create something amazing. So going through that trauma, for me, there was a bigger reason, a bigger picture around it all. You know, I couldn't see it at the time. You know, that has shaped me, who I am, and created everything that I have today. So rather than feeling, you know, the pain and trauma of everything I've gone through, I actually see it all in a different light and a very, you know, it's so sad and emotional to babies, but at the same time, I'm so grateful for my babies for showing all of this to me, for all the experiences they could help me go through, that I'm now able to help so many other women. So for me, that's something just really amazing that's come out of my whole experiences. Yeah.
No, and I think it's something that's so important to talk about, because I think more people are now open to talking about it, and people that you would have never known had gone through something so traumatic in any capacity. I mean, it's not just miscarriage, there's infertility and other factors as well. And I think it's really beautiful to see more people share about it, because it just makes it more normal versus feeling like you're an outsider. And I don't know what that's like, so I can't speak to that, but I think it can be so traumatic. And just hearing the stories that I have, like when I was a therapist, and now just friends that I've seen go through painful times in that capacity. And I love that your pain turned into something so beautiful for others to learn from your journey and know that there's possibilities of other ways to go about things and move through it. I don't know if you ever get over it, because it's not something that is you get over, of course, but I think it's just really tuning into making that pain a purpose and what you've been able to do. And so I so appreciate what you're doing in this world and helping so many people and continue to do so. And I know you have a beautiful family of your own now, and I know you love adventures and spending time with them. How do you balance your personal life with the demands of running such a successful business?
Yeah, very good question. Yeah, it is from a real matter of choice. You know, so, so grateful for my boys and that they're here and being able to be their mother. That's such a blessing. I have to say, when I first started out with my business and all the learning, I was putting way too much energy on that and putting the other things to one side, but also my boys were a bit younger then. And I've realized over time not to be a slave to, you know, sitting on my laptop and creating everything, but just to trust the flow and that things will happen in good time, and realizing that the most important things in my life, you know, are my family and my boys. And I absolutely love watching them playing their sport and their faces, and they're so proud. They're both tennis players, and you know, really good tennis players. And it's so important for them to have their, you know, have me sitting at the side watching them and cheering them on. And, you know, for me to be able to experience all of those moments as well, I think that's incredible. And it's just got to be very much like trusting, okay, this is the timing. Now it's time to put my laptop down. I'm closing it, and I'll be ready again when I pick it up again. Yeah. So time management, basically, and knowing what's important in your life. Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's definitely very important. And I just appreciate that you are able to be there for your sons, and when they are doing amazing things and sports and other activities, and just being so present. And I think sometimes we are so excited about a business and starting a business that sometimes we pour so much energy, but it's finding what works for you and your family. And that time management piece, I think, is so key in everything we do, and just our energies too. And especially coming from an energy background of what you do, you can really speak to that. But I'm curious, I know you've given us so many tips already, but what are maybe your top two or three tips on this journey that have been so beneficial for you and building your business, but also being able to serve your community?
It really is having the consistency, motivation, knowing, being in that place that can support you. So having those people around you, so that you can use the tools and learn the tools, and also you've got your cheerleaders there for those other days. Balance, time for yourself as well. It's so important to keep yourself healthy and fit, not just your body, but also in your mind. Yeah, I do a lot of that with my own personal wound healing already. Waking up in the morning and starting my day positively, not looking at my phone for at least the first 20 minutes. I know that sometimes we have to look in the calendar and all of that. So like, okay, I've got to look, turn it off again. Okay, I'll get back into that later, being very, very strict with that because I know how that works, and really setting myself up, doing a little bit of Tai Chi in the morning, writing in my journal, and then letting the day unfold from there. So those are very important parts of the journey, and having that balance, body, mind, and soul. Yeah, just being kind to yourself, I think. Being really kind to yourself. The online world can also be quite a cruel world sometimes, with all the trolls out there, and I get trolls quite a bit on my channels, and people just think they can write any old comment on videos, and it hurts. So just being aware of that. And what I'd love to do is take screenshots of all the ladies who've written positive comments that I've got that there. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, this is the reason, this is the reason, this is the reason. Really knowing your why. Yeah, that's so powerful, to know your why, to pick yourself up and to keep on going and know where you are going. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think the why is the biggest purpose that we have, and understanding that when we have those hard days or get trolls, I definitely get trolls. Some of the comments, you're just like, what? But you have to kind of brush that off and not pay attention to it, because a lot of times it's projection of their own things going on. One thing that I'm curious too is, through your journey, everything that you have learned and experienced, what do you think is important for people to really understand from this episode, from your journey of why you are doing what you're doing, but when it comes to wound healing and why it's so important to know about it?
Yeah, definitely. So wound healing was really that link for me that changed everything in the course of where I was going. So from being labeled as unexplained infertility to then really going in and connecting with my inner flow. So the medical side is so important. Now, on our fertility journeys, or whatever journey you're on, it's always really important to have the dates and the facts, the data and the facts, and you know, really know what's going on in your body. That, you know, that's one side, and there's also the holistic side as well. So really understanding that you do have these energy flows in your body, and I love saying this. You know, we have enough electricity in our bodies to power a light bulb. She didn't know that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's incredible. We can't see that electricity. Okay, sometimes you get a bit of static in a shock. It's exactly the same with our energy flow. So really being aware of your cellular memory. And it's so amazing to tune in and connect in with your womb when you know how, and to really create that amazing, loving space, you know, especially if you're trying to conceive, or you know, you're going through IVF. It's really going to help you to find that love and that balance from within your womb as well. Not only just in your womb, but you know, having that feeling that you are creating that amazing safe place for your baby to come in is also incredible for, you know, things like fear and anxiety as well. It's very calming practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just really knowing that there are two sides that do belong together.
I completely agree with that, because I don't think it's just cut and dry when it comes to anything with our mind and our body. And even what you're talking about, the heart and the womb versus the brain and the gut, all of those interconnect, because we have this beautiful body that we go through life in, and being able to create a safe space for all aspects of our body and to grow a child as well. And being able to recognize that the science is important, but so is the energy, because I do believe it connects completely. And just even hearing your story and knowing your story of what you've gone through, but what you're helping other people do as well. And when you're able to connect, like what you said, our bodies, we can light a light bulb with electricity inside, but it's that energy. We don't realize how that energy impacts us on a day-to-day basis, because sometimes things are somatic versus if it's a physical thing. And just even coming from the therapy world, hearing stories from different capacities and understanding sometimes it is more that emotional piece or energetic. And how do we evolve from there? How do we move through life with that? So I'm so excited to read your book and watch more of your YouTube channel, because I think it is so phenomenal and just what you've been able to accomplish. But I've been so enjoying this conversation, Vicky. Where can people find you, use your services? We'll link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Yeah, sure. So my website is ohmymamabody.com. When I say O, it's O-H, my M-Y, mama, body, mama with one M. And you'll find me as Oh My Mama Body on social media. I have an Instagram. Instagram's great if you want to see a bit more behind the scenes as well, in the stories, what I do in my everyday life. Facebook as well. I've got a Facebook page with groups on there as well. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn, Oh My Mama Body. Oh My Mama Body on TikTok. Yeah. See, busy life. just really to, you know, be able to be present so people can find me.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Vicky, for just sharing your beautiful soul with us today. Everything you're doing to really help women with womb healing and understanding the science, but also just the energetic flow, and what you've been able to accomplish is amazing, and just shining your light. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you had to share with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been really, really lovely chatting with you today. Thank you.
Absolutely. And make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Vicky today? I'm sure you gained something or something small that was a beautiful segment to just the lessons that she's learned that maybe now you can learn too. We will see you on the next episode.